Ham Radio 2.0 audio podcast rip. Thank you for downloading and listening to this podcast. So basically what I do is I take all the audio clips out of my videos and upload them to Spreaker, and then from there they're spread out to iTunes and SoundCloud and now Amazon Audible as well. But I want to welcome you and thank you for joining the audio section of this series on Ham Radio. I hope you enjoy it, and I would appreciate you leaving us a comment or a review on whatever podcast service you're listening from. Thank you, and 73. Hope you enjoy it. Guys, I appreciate everybody joining today, and Happy New Year. Happy New Year to those of you who may have missed the happy hour on New Year's Eve, December 31st. We had a good time there. Had, I don't know, 8 or 10 people join me on Zoom, and had a couple hundred, 250 or so people watching for most of the stream. So that was a fun time. I always like doing the happy hours, and I like doing, that was our third year to do New Year's Eve. So it was, it's a tradition that I kind of started. If I remember correctly, I think I was just kind of sitting around New Year's Eve like 3 years ago. I guess that would have been 2019. I guess. And I was just like, we were in Galveston, and I was like, it's New Year's Eve. We went out and had dinner. We came back, and we were sitting around, and my wife's kind of a early to bed type person anyway. She usually stays up. She usually stays up on New Year's Eve. But I don't remember if she did that year or not, but I was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to go live. Looked around YouTube. None of the other YouTubers I follow were live in the ham radio world. I was like, hey, let's just go live. So I just kind of started, and then the next year I was like, well, I got to do it again. So yeah, it was fun. It was definitely fun to do that. I do enjoy getting together with people online like that. Okay, I want to make sure my settings were correct there. I got to get this over here. I forgot to do this before the show started. So I had a couple of announcements and things we will be doing for this month. Hopefully you guys saw my email blast that went out earlier today. And if you're not on that email list, I am, you can sign up at hemradio2.com/email-signup. That is where you can sign up for my email list. So Happy New Year to Tommy KQ4AHR. And Tony KF0JYU says he passed his extra last night. Thanks for the videos. Congratulations, Tony. Good deal. That's fun. Yep, I've got a couple more plans for new class videos this year. So we're going to get together with, so for those who don't know, I did a live stream with Dan Romanchik, KB6NU, about a one-day technician class. This is a class he teaches at Dayton most years. Not every year, but a lot of times. And he came on Zoom, and we sat down on a Saturday morning, and we went until like 3 or 4 in the afternoon, I think. And he went through his one-day technician class presentation, and that is replayable on this channel. So I'll grab a link to that here in a minute. But that's for the brand new question pool that just updated for technician in July of last year. So the Hearst Amateur Radio Club, the one that's so popular on my channel that I still get comments on, they were teaching from the question pool that expired last July. Now, only about 10 or 15% of the questions changed, so you can totally pass the test by studying the old questions, but you also want to kind of keep up to date with the newest information. The Hearst Club has gotten their slide deck updated and gotten their question pool updated, and they are going to do a class sometime next month. So I told them to keep me posted. I don't know if we're going to do it online, or if they're going to teach it in their emergency operations center, and I'll just record it and post it later. So, unsure about that as of right now, but we'll be probably doing that again. And then, of course, in July of this year, the general pool expires. The general question pool expires. We'll get a new set of questions for the general license exam in July of this year. And then we'll probably do something in the fall. Got to give the clubs time to get their questions and slide decks updated. We'll probably do something with the Hearst Club or perhaps the North Richland Hills Club, who's got classes on the channel right now. So, Hambone, the weather is clear, bright, and cold. It's about 38 degrees this morning. So, compared to, like, high 60s, low 70s for the last two or three days, it was a bit of a jolt this morning when the heater kicked on. I got out of bed, and I'm like, you know, it's cold. So, yeah. But it's, you know, no rain. Bright, sunny day. Can't complain. No problems there. So, okay, here's the one of the emails. Now, what I do with these emails, several people have asked about these email signups, okay? So every time I do a giveaway, I create a new email list, a brand new list that has zero people on it, and I send out the link, and I say, go sign up for this giveaway. And at the end of, let me get you guys this link, at the end of the time when this giveaway expires, just share the link in the chat. We close this list down. I export all of the names and email addresses, and then I do the giveaway on a live stream. And then I take that list and I add it to my main list. So some of you might get double emails from me while you're on my main list and while you're on a giveaway signup list. Okay, but eventually the giveaway signup list will be taken offline and deleted after I do all the export of everybody who signed up, and then all of those people will be added to my main list. But they're not duplicated, okay? And a great example of that is that the last email signup I did, I can't even remember what it was for now, but the last one I did, I think it was in November, and I had 800 or 900 people sign up, and I took that 800 or 900 list of people, and I added it to my main list, and my main list went up by like 135 emails. So what that means is out of those 800 signups, 135 of you were new. The rest of you were duplicates that were already on the list. So it's not going to duplicate your email address, and it's not going to send you emails two times. So any recs for a quick general right now? I want to upgrade for winter field day. So there's two classes on my channel, one from the Hearst Club, one from the North Richland Hills Club. Been on the channel for like 3 years. So if you search general list, if you go to hamradio2.com, my website, one of the first things I have at the top is links to my technician, my general, and my extra classes. It's very at the very top of the page, hamradio2.com. I just realized that wouldn't show up there. Noel asked if he can sign up once an hour. No, you can sign up once. In fact, it's not going to allow you to sign up with the same email address more than once. And you can, when I go through and do the edits, I usually remove all the people who signed up from the same IP address. Maybe I shouldn't say that. But I look at call signs, which you put a call sign in the sign-up form, and I look at IP addresses, sign-up IP addresses, and I remove the duplicates. So there we go. If you don't have a call sign, that's okay. Well, for this giveaway, you have to have a valid amateur radio call sign because we're giving away two ICOM radios for this giveaway. That's not always the case. I've given away GMRS stuff. I've given away stuff that's not required to have an amateur radio license. But today, what we're doing now, you are going to be required to have... There we go. Just trying to get that placed correctly there. You do have to have a valid amateur radio call sign in the USA to win the 7300 or the 9700. So that answers that question. That sounds like something that would happen. So I'll just spoof my email address. Yeah, but yeah, if your call sign's up there, so that's the thing. So yeah, that link's in the chat. There you go for that. And I'll probably throw some like store merchandise stuff in there, shirts, hats, whatever. Probably let you pick. Probably just say, hey, go find something on the merch store in the size, color, and style that you want, and we'll send it to you. Probably throw three or four of those in there as well. So special thanks to ICOM for allowing me to give away their radios. They did give me somewhat of a discount, but I paid for these radios out of my YouTube earnings. So all of the super chats you send me help to go to pay for that. So just a heads up there. This giveaway is for the U.S. only. Yes, Stu, unfortunately, this one is for the U.S. only. Again, I don't do all of my giveaways for the U.S. only, but this specific one is. So, thank you for signing up, Edward. Lawnmower, yeah. Cowtown Amateur Radio Club has a ham fest called the Cowtown Ham Fest. Move that. There we go. And they will be testing during that. That's in North Texas. It's in a small town called Forest Ridge, I think, which is just outside of Fort Worth. CowtownHamFest.com. Go look that up if you're in the area, if you're in the North Texas area. I will not be there because I will be on my way to Quartz Fest. I will be going to Quartz Fest this year. I'm going to leave here on the 20th, Friday the 20th. I'm going to take my time and arrive in Quartz Fest on Sunday, so I'm going to take about 3 days to get there, 2.5 days, hopefully Sunday around midday, but we'll see. So I'm going to camp Friday night and Saturday night at a different state park on the way, and I'm going to get there early. I say early, mid-afternoon, 3, 4 o'clock, before dinner time, so that I can set up the trailer in the sunlight, in the daylight, which is not always the case when we're on road trips. I can set up the trailer in the daylight, pop the awning out, set up on the table next to it, set up my own table, whatever, set up a radio and activate the park and kind of enjoy the evening in the park, enjoy the weather. Hopefully it'll be nice weather. But that'll be on my way to Quartz Fest, which I'm leaving on January 20th. More to come on that. Probably going to try to do a daily vlog again during that whole thing. So, I've never been to Quartz Fest before. Looking forward to it. I know several other YouTubers are going. Adam's going. Charlie's going. Chuck, I think, is going. Josh says he's probably going. Frank's going to fly out there and meet me. And who else? Oh, Gaston, the tech prepper. He's going. Never met him in person before. Looking forward to that. So, a couple other people will probably... I don't know if K6UDA is going. He's been to that show several times. I'm not sure about anybody else at this point in time, but yeah, that should be a fun show. I'm looking forward to it. Signed up as soon as the email hit the inbox. Forest Hill, yeah. I say Forest Ridge, Forest Hill. Yeah, you're right. So, a couple of people have asked about the email sign up as well. Here's how the email sign up works. When you put on this form, it sends you an email to confirm your email address. And you have to click confirm on that email to be put on the list. Some people have reported that they're not getting the confirmation email. I don't really know what to tell you about that other than check your spam filter and check all your firewall settings, because the email is automatically sent when you put your information in. Now, having said that, if you show up, when you sign up on this form, you can see on the screen right now, it shows up on the list as pending. And when you get the email in your inbox and you click yes, confirm my email address, then it shows you as active, okay? At the time of the drawing, I take all of the pending and all of the active people, and you are eligible for the drawing. So even if you don't get that confirmation email and you still show as pending on the email signup list, you were still entered into the drawing. Okay, so I don't know. I emailed AWeber, which is my email provider, and they said that they had a problem with, I can't remember exactly. They said they had a problem with one internet service provider that blocks their emails for whatever reason. It was like, it wasn't Time Warner or it wasn't Google, it wasn't Yahoo or anything like that. It was like, I can't remember who it was right now. It was not somebody that we use in this area. But they said, yeah, if it's this provider, that's why. But if not, then just tell people to check their spam filters. And a lot of people have come back to me say, oh, yeah, it was in my spam folder. Thank you. But even if not, if you still show as pending, if you never get the email or never see the email and never click on the confirmation email and you still show as pending, you are still entered into the drawing. I will download and export all of those email addresses and names and call signs for active on the list members and pending members both. So you don't have to worry about that. Okay, so that's the ICOM giveaway. Mystery box. So I sold a mystery box. I did a video about a mystery box in last month, in December. And wow, I put 100 mystery boxes up there. I released the video early to my patrons. And I think I had four or five patrons by the box, something like that. And patrons and YouTube channel members also, you guys saw it too. I had four or five, six, maybe six sales, something like that, of mystery boxes when I put this up. And then the video went public. And it went public at 3:30 p.m. local time, I think on a Thursday. I don't remember. It might have been on a Monday. I don't remember. Whatever day it was. It went public at 3:30 p.m. local time, and by 6:30 p.m. all of those were gone. So fast. Sold out 195-ish mystery boxes in less than 3 hours. So right here it says, and this has been here since day one, January 2023 ship date. So as advertised, I will start shipping these in January, which is what we're in right now. And that's probably what I'm doing on Saturday. I'm probably going to put together the first 20, 25 rounds of mystery boxes this weekend, get those out the door, and then work on some more next week. So that's an update on that. I've got a couple emails from people who, I guess you missed this very bold blue text at the top because you asked, hey, when will this ship? And I said January, which it's only January 4th today. So yeah, January 2023 ship date. These will all ship this month, and you should get a confirmation or a shipment tracking information email from the website when it ships. So, all right, let me go through here and see some of this. Will one person win both radios, or will there be two? There will be two winners. One person will not win both this 9700 and the 7300. Two winners for that. Suboptimum has been blocking emails from a lot of places. I'm not familiar with Suboptimum, but I don't think that was the name that my email provider gave me. Is the radio giveaway closed already? No, it's still open. In fact, I haven't even decided when we're going to do the giveaway yet. I haven't decided that. It's going to be this month sometime. I just haven't picked a date. So no, you can. I think it's still in my clipboard. Yeah, still in my clipboard. There it is again. I will pin that for the moment to the top of the chat. So there you go. You can sign up for the giveaway right there. Boom, boom, boom. But the mystery box, yeah. None of them have arrived yet because they haven't shipped yet. That's good, 45. I like that. So yeah. Still waiting on my ship info from the mystery box. Yep. As I said, they have not shipped yet. Ha ha ha. Only one entry allowed for the giveaway. Yes, that's correct. Only one entry is allowed. I will filter those after I download and export everybody who signed up. No, it is not on livefromthehemshack.tv. It is on the link I just shared in the chat, Restream Bot. So KA2ABR watching on Twitch. I'm sharing the link in the chat. I don't know. The link should come through to the Twitch chat, but I'm not sure if it does or not. You did a 97. Got it. Okay, good. You get a 9700 review video once, though. No, I've never had a 9700. I talked about it at a Ham Fest one time when they were released, when they were new, but I never did a review on a 9700. I've never owned one. I'm tempted to just keep this one, and just give you guys the 7300. But since I announced it already, I guess I'll give away the 97. I'll give away both radios. So today we're talking about Amazon. What's new on Amazon? So as a disclaimer and a Federal Trade Commission guideline, I do have to say that as an Amazon associate, I can earn commissions from qualifying purchases. So, and when you guys do use my Amazon link, and whether you buy stuff on my store or anywhere else, it does help to support the channel. So I thank you to those of you who have done that. So this is what I've done is I've just gone up here and say, you know, here's my Amazon store. See what others see. That's what it looks like. This is my Amazon store. I created a new thing called Welcome to 2023. Somebody in the chat put that they found this Baofeng for $20. $20 Baofeng, no no shipping, you're going to get charged tax. You're just going to get charged tax. But here's a $20 Baofeng. Go buy five of those and give them away to people at your club, new members of your club, or people who pass tests in the next testing session that you have. $20. Somebody posted in the chat earlier that, wow, $20, that's unreal. Actually, I've seen this radio for like $18. I've seen it cheaper than $20. $20 is still a good price. Minus 29%, usually $27.99 is what this says right here. Okay. All right. But it's still a Baofeng, but it still does work. I wish I had an option like that available to me when I was a new ham radio operator. When I was first licensed in 1994, the cheapest radio that I could, and I was in college at the time, the cheapest radio that I could find was a Radio Shack HTX 202. I still have that radio. I need to break it out again and do a video about it. Radio Shack HTX 202. It was five times as big as this Baofeng. It was monoband, 2 meter only, held 16 memory channels. It went from 144 to 148 only. And it was just big and bulky and came with a battery pack, came with a rechargeable battery, a AA pack, and also a cigarette lighter adapter plug for the back of the battery that you could charge the battery and or use from the car. But great radio at the time. It was $189. $189, that was the cheapest radio I could find. Monoband only, 144 to 148, no extended receive, and big and bulky. But solid. That was 28 years ago, and I still have that radio, and it still powers up. I don't know. Get back to me in 28 years after you buy this Baofeng today and tell me if the Baofeng's still working in 28 years. Yeah. Just get a 6600 and use the transverters. Much better than 9700. So, Don, my 6400 has transverters, just not as many, or not the same option as your 6600. But yeah, we're probably going to, the 6600 is probably going to be in the cards pretty soon. Yeah, probably. But the problem with that, Don, is that now I've got one radio for multiple bands. And there's a reason I have five radios in my truck, so I can have everything on and monitoring at the same time. So yeah. But the 6600 does have four slices, so I guess you can monitor four bands at the same time. So 202s were great HTs. Yes, they were. So I have I bought the 404 years later. I have both of those floating around here somewhere, and I think one of them needs a new internal clock battery. That's kind of an easy mod. Other than that, I think they're pretty good. So yeah, so Baofeng. For $20, this is my store right here. I created a new shop called Welcome to 2023 that I'm going to link right here right now. I'm going to repin that right there. So once again, if you use my store to click on something or buy something, or if you click on my store, start a session, click off and buy something else, the way that Amazon works, I can get commissions. Not everything on Amazon pays a commission. In fact, their commission structure is a little bit weird, because if you go through here and you see all of these, scroll down here. Hold on. Where did it go? Oh, it was showing differently a minute ago because that lady was live streaming, I think. Today's deals. There we go. So if you show these departments down the left-hand side here, there's different commissions for every department. And sometimes departments match one another, but and you can drill down into your associate portal, and you can kind of find all that stuff. That information is available to find. But I looked it up one time years ago, and it's changed like three or four times since then. I don't know, whatever. But we're just going to go through and see what's here. This is a Crucial Drives in Memory. 1 terabyte. Crucial 1 terabyte PCIe Express Gen 4 3D, 1 terabyte of memory. That's 2 512 sticks, right? Maybe not. Maybe that's a single. Wow, 1 terabyte. No, that's not a. That's a drive. That's a hard drive. It said memory. That looks like a memory stick. That's an M2 or M.2 hard drive. Why does it say memory? There's no memory in here right now. I thought there was a memory. It's not. There's a 1 terabyte hard drive for $80. That's still really good. A 1 terabyte hard drive for $80. I think it's regular price $99. I'm pretty sure I paid $99 for the last M.2. I've got an M.2 drive in my Dell laptop. And I'm pretty sure I paid $99 for it for the 1 terabyte. But $79 for that. Drop that into the store. The store I linked up there is going to have all this stuff we talk about today. And I'm trying to watch the chat as well. What's up, Andy? Happy New Year. The Don has an FTDX10 and FTM400 in the van. Don, I had several people come by my channel after my best Stage Chef radio, and they said, you can't put a 7300 in the truck. Literally, they make a mobile mounting bracket for that radio. So, yeah, actually, you can. So you said you had your FTDX10 in the van. Is your FTDX10 in a place where you can use it while you're driving the van, or is it like just for when you're like camping in the van? FTM300 and 7100 in the truck there. I have the FTM300 and the IC7000 in my truck right now. I really wish that ICOM would re-release that IC7000 with some upgraded features on it. But to each his own on that. 4 terabyte portable SSD. Okay. 1 terabyte 3D NAND SATA. Okay. So those are internal hard drive. Well, that one's an internal hard drive. Okay. Let's see. Webcam. I'm not familiar with that brand. Oh, here you go. Okay. Those of you with Raspberry Pis, or with drones, or with some cameras, here's a good deal on flash memory, micro SD cards, 128, the 256 gig for $22.50. Samsung's a good brand on those cards. Put that in there. And you can get a 256, no. Okay, so the 256 is $22.50, and the 512 is $50. So the 256 is a better buy, because 256 times 2 is 512. 2250 times 2 is $47. So this is a little bit higher price per gigabyte. I mean, you know, just FYI. So, but that one's on sale right now for 13% off. What's this one say? That one's 50% off. Wow. Okay. I guess you can get that one too. Depending on what size you need. The price per gigabyte's better on the 256, but both of them are on sale. I'll put both of those in there. There we go on that. We're going to search for Baofeng and TYT and DMR. We're going to do all that here shortly. Ultra, look at this. Ultra wide monitor. 43.8-inch 4K monitor. Ooh, I like that. I could put that right there. Wow, you could get some... that's a lightning deal. Okay, guys, go check out the lightning deal. Here you go. Want a big, huge, freaking 4K monitor. 23%. Usually $649, on sale for $499. Hambone Dad, click on the link at the very that I pinned to the top of this chat. Carlos, what's up, buddy? Buenos días. Has the UV5R squelch issue gotten resolved? I know it has these issues. I don't think that's a squelch issue. I think that's a filtering issue, that it just goes psh, 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 all the time, and probably not. For a $20 radio, get used to it. That's all I got to say. It's a $20 radio. If you want a good radio, go buy a good radio. Don't buy a $20 radio. So, yeah, it's a filtering issue. It's a terrible front-end rejection, terrible filtering on those radios. But they work. They're good in a pinch. They're good at the deer lease. They're good to take out camping. If you want to, or on a boat, you don't have to worry about, do you drop it in the lake? Oh, well, there we go. So, hey, Roger, Good afternoon. How are you? Show a long waterfall on that monitor. Heck yeah, you can. You put WSJTX, Smart SDR, Grid Tracker, Ham Radio Deluxe. What else? Hammers. I don't know why you'd be running both of those at the same time. You put all the things on that monitor. I could put my YouTube channel up in one corner and then put my streaming software. I could stream all the things. Any battery recommendations for an FT5DR? Other than the stock battery, I've never owned a battery, an additional battery from FT5DR. So, okay, I gotta put that in. I gotta consider whether I would get use out of that or not myself, honestly. I shouldn't buy that. I really shouldn't. Okay, portable monitor. Now these are cool. These portable monitors are cool. Let's see what kind of connections that thing has. The pictures on it are terrible. Turn the thing around, man. USB-C HDMI display with smart cover for PC, Mac, iPhone. I wonder if you could easily interface that into a Raspberry Pi, like the Pi 400 unit. Something like that, but that's on sale for 37% off right now. Put that in there. I've got a Pi 400 that I want to do a video with and start using on some trips and whatnot, but I don't have a monitor for it yet. I got a couple of monitors saved in my wish list on Amazon. I just haven't pulled the trigger on it yet. Let's see. All right, let's go back up here. And I want to say like outdoors. How is camping and outdoors listed? Portable speakers. Software. Sports and outdoors. Maybe that's it. Sports and outdoors. I care about sports so much. Yeah, see, that's not, I wish they had like a camping or a off-grid, in which they wouldn't call it that probably. They wouldn't probably call it off-grid or overland. But I wish they have like a camping section. It's just for like tents and outdoor equipment and stuff like that. I don't see anything like that that would kind of fall into that category. Handmade. That might be fun. Arts, crafts, no, not really. All this. Since it's sports, it's all like gym stuff, which I guess is okay. Hey, baby. But, well, there's a trail camera. You have that monitor, Don. Okay, good. Good. Okay. I saved it in my list here. Maybe I'll grab that one. Wish I had the money to even think about buying that monitor. Yeah, I shouldn't. Yeah, I probably should not spend money on that monitor either. So that's cool. 20 megapixel trail cam. It's 40% off right now. Search camping. See that the thing is about these today's deals things, you can't really search because there's no drop down. You guys can't see that drop down. If you click on this search bar at the top here, there's an all to the left of the search bar, and if you click on that all, it'll drop down to all of the categories that Amazon has. But today's deals, which is at this top bar right here, is not a searchable category. I wish they would make today's deals a searchable category. That because a lot of times they'll have Amazon Prime as a searchable category, or Prime Day rather. During Prime Day, they'll have Prime Day as a searchable category. So, yeah, but they don't have, I mean, I can just search camping, but it's going to bring up everything and not just whatever is on sale right now. Body warmer. There you go. Now, you could see these limited time deals that are highlighted here in red. You can save coupons and whatnot, so that's cool. I got one of these. I bought one of these a few months back. I really liked it, and I had a larger version of it in my wish list, and my wife bought the larger version of it for me for Christmas, and I used it on the beach on the first, on January 1st when we went out there to do Parks in the Air. So these are kind of neat. Excuse me. Goodness. So Chris Zolinski, I'm sure I'm saying that wrong. Thank you for this super chat. $5 towards my new monitor. Thanks for that, man. Appreciate it. I'm going to put that towards the ICOM giveaway fund, though. The school is getting those big monitors. Wow. That's pretty cool. limited time deal. Rechargeable hand warmers. Whoa, really? How does that work? What do they look like? Have you seen those little packets that look like bean bags that you can kind of hold in your hand, and when you squeeze them, they start to get warm. They'll last like all day. We use those in the deer stands sometimes. Long-lasting hand warmer rechargeable two-pack 4,000 milliamp hour electric portable pocket heater. Heat therapy for hunting, golf, camping. Warm gifts. Warm gifts. Warm gifts. Okay. Yeah. My air conditioner does not need to be on. There we go. That's kind of fun. I may have to grab one of those. May have to grab those. We'll see. Boom. Okay. Added those to the list. Bob, M0IIL, good afternoon. Amazon link to battery FT5R. Okay, FT5DR. Let's see. Right there. Replacement battery for Yaesu. Made by brand LX Jar. ELX Jar. All right, I'm going to put these in there since you guys, this is a two-pack. 7.2 volt. 2200 milliamp hour. Okay. But disclaimer. All right. I've never used these before. Don't know anything about them. And I've heard other people say that if you use off-brand batteries on electronic equipment, they can possibly damage your equipment. Now, I have bought dozens of off-brand batteries for my cameras. My camcorder that I'm using right here, my Canon M50 that I take with me, and all the other cameras that I have, I've bought off-brand batteries for them for a long time, never had any issue. But just be careful with off-brand batteries, especially if they're some brand you've never heard of, because, yeah, you don't want to damage your radio. That's all I'm going to say. So, at your own risk, right there. Now, this is cool. I've got two of these. This will charge your... Now, the Yaesu FT series, the FT, the VX6 and the FT5, the FT3, at least those. I think the FT1 also. Will charge via 12 volts. So you can actually take this charger here. If you look at this charger right here, I wonder if they have that pictured. They have a good picture of that. They don't have a good pick. There it is. Right there. If you look, it says output 12 volts at 1 amp. Okay? So you can take and cut the plug off of this cable and put power poles on that cable and plug it directly into a BioNO or a, battery pack, battery box, battery whatever. Okay? So you can charge Yaesu radios via 12 volts. Really cool. Really cool that you can do that. This cable right here will allow you to charge the radio via 5 volt USB port, okay? Because the input is 5 volts and the output is 12 volts. So it's got this up converter thing in it. And it doesn't charge as fast, obviously, because it's like 0.4 to 1 amp, okay? So you're not going to get the same charging capacity out of 5 volts you will out of 12 volts. And this is an up converter, so it kind of gets there, but not really. I've noticed that this does not charge. I have this cable, once again. I've noticed it doesn't charge as fast as my, as just plugging into a wall. So if you want to cut up, if you want to get a second wall adapter and cut it and put power poles on it, you can do that. If you don't want to cut up your wall adapter, but you want an external way to power your radio, I use this cable when I'm in the field. I plug this cable into my Yaesu. I plug my my Evo laptop into, and I plug all that in my Gigaparts battery box. That's what I did during hunting season last November, December. And I'll be back up there next week. So... see, that's a good question, Sean. Other than the Evolve 3, does anyone know of any other 12-volt powered laptops? I think it was it Scott or was it Ham Radio for Non-Techies? I think he was trying to, or maybe it was KM4ACK. He was trying to find, one of those guys were trying to find 12-volt chargeable laptops, and I think they found one or two, but they were in like the $200 to $300 price range, so much more than those Evolve laptops were. So it just depends on what you want. But there's that. Okay, are you going to bring back featuring smaller channels? Oh, you mean the where I brought smaller channels on to my channel and we just talked about the somebody asked me about that the other day actually. I can't remember who it was that asked me about that the other day. Frank might have brought it up for some reason. I'm like, Frank, you're not a smaller channel anymore. But, yes, probably so. I don't have any plans to do that now, but probably so. All right, let's see. Somebody said something about LiFePO batteries or solar panels. Let's look. Boop. Okay. Limited time deal, 200 watts, 6 power, 256 watt hour. I'm not so interested. I've got a couple of 256 watt hour stations, and that's 20% off. Okay. The next power station I want to be close to 1,000 watt hours. Let's see. These Power Queen batteries are really good. I actually have a Power Queen battery behind the screen here that I'm testing right now. But they're supposed to be pretty good. And from preliminary tests that I've seen, they hold up pretty well. I'm not seeing any immediate deals on this stuff. There's something on that big power station there. Rechargeable AA's. All right, this... is this the one that I bought? This looks a lot like the one that I bought. Let's see. Let me look through my charger. That. Yeah, this one here. Okay. It's not quite the one that I bought. But I'll show you guys. This is the one. This is the charger that I'm using right now when I'm out in the field if I have my generator going. It's a smart charger. It'll do lithium, AGM lead acid, or LiFePO 4 batteries up to 20 amps. You got a switch setting right there, 3 to 5 amp on the left if the switch is on the left, 10 amp to 20 amp if the switch is on the right, and it'll charge your battery. This thing is RFI noisy as hell. It is terrible for RFI. But if you want to charge your stuff like overnight, you know, you're going to sleep, you got your generator running at the hunting lease, charging your RV, you plug this into your batteries, charge your batteries up overnight, boom. Works good. Not operating at night anyway. You wouldn't be able to operate and use this at the same time. I have a test of this charger in a upcoming video for that Renogy Phoenix power station that I've got. But yeah, it's on sale right now for, it's got a 5% off coupon on sale for 21% off. Let me put this in the, I've been very, very happy with it up until the point where I plugged in my 705 and I was literally using my 705 to test and the waterfall to test RFI on my generator, which I wasn't really, I was getting a little bit kind of hint here and there on the generator, but then I plugged this thing in and it went totally green waterfall on the screen. It was terrible. So, yeah. Not much in the LifePo4 world right there. Let's search solar. Of course, we're going to have a lot of lights come up. Solar lights for your garden. Solar power bank. I keep seeing this one. 42,800 milliamp hour power bank. These are fun. I got one of these. It's not this exact brand, but I've got one similar to this in my backpack, my EDC backpack that I carry with me everywhere I go. So if I'm ever out and about and I just need to plug my phone in or need to plug something in, my wife needs to plug her phone in, something like that. This thing's on for 63% off right now. Wow. I'll put that in the list. Yeah, check the, that's the orange one. Yeah, the black one too. 63% off, $30 for that sucker right now. That's a good price for something like that. But I keep, I've got two of these actually in my, the solar panel on them is kind of crap because it's so small. The solar panel is not going to, it's going to help keep the battery sustained while you're out in direct sunlight, but it's not going to charge the battery for you in a timely manner. It's just, but you just plug it in at night when you go to sleep, make sure it's all charged up, put it in your bag, keep it that way. It's LiPo4 batteries, so they don't lose a charge over time, or the charges that they might lose over time is very, very insignificant. So you just keep it in your bag, and then if you ever need it, it's right there. That's how I use mine. Let's see. I've been running my station on that Power Queen 100 amp hour battery for 6 months now. Cool. 400 watt Renogy panels on the roof and Renogy 40 amp MPT charge controller. I've got that same setup. I don't have the panels, but I've got the charge controller.
I do have some Renogy solar panels. I think they are 100 watt. But I've got 250 watt solar panels out here right now.
You'll see something on that soon. Okay. Take that back over there. Solar. These Grissel panels. I've seen these before. Don't really know anything about them. They look a lot like that Flex panel that I did a review on recently, but I don't know anything about those. I mean, with Amazon, you can never tell. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not. Amazon's return policy is really good, though. I've had zero to no issue. Very little issue. What? I think I had an issue like one time, but it was not a Prime deal. It was some kind of third-party seller. Most of the time, if you're buying through Prime, you're not going to have any problems with returns on Amazon. At least that's been my experience. I don't care about these solar lights, this solar panel. Yeah, these Grissel ones right now are, maybe they're pronouncing that Grissel. I don't know. I don't know how they're saying that. Driving to Kansas tonight. Later, Matt. Y'all have fun with that. I don't know where you're coming from, but Kansas is not very far from where I'm at. I need to study solar and and trickle chargers. My wife's 18 amp hour died at 4 hours of podon, 50 watts on Sunday. That doesn't sound right. 18 amp hours of battery and it died after 4 hours at 50 watts. 50 watts of what? FT8 or sideband? Still, even if it is FT8, that shouldn't. I don't think that that sounds right for an 18 amp hour battery.
I have a solar street light from Amazon. I bought it for $20. I put it on a 20-foot tower and lights up half my yard. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, 18, 4 hours of sideband, it was dead. That's not right. Something wrong with that.
So, oh, here's an even harder name to pronounce. Twelcevan. T-W-E-L. C, as in the seven C's, S-E-A, van. C-van. Twelcevan. Twelcevan. Let's just make up stuff and put a bunch of consonants together and add a vowel or two in there just to kind of make it more pronounceable and put that on Amazon. How's that? But hey, you can get a 12C-band portable solar panel, 120 watt, for 53% off right now, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. It actually comes with power poles. It's got the barrel-to-barrel cable. It's got the barrel to MC4 cable. It's got the barrel to power pole cable. Look at that. And then it's got all these extra cables also. Okay, you know what, 12C-Van, I'm going to add you to my list. Mr. 12C-Van, I'm going to do that because you included power poles in your stock configuration for your solar panel. And there's a lot to say about that. I think that's respectable. I really do. They call it Anderson. Yeah, that's legit.
Yep.
Okay. 12C-Van just won a 12C-Van just won an award point for me.
That's good.
They have a 12-seat van, drop the T.
Maybe so. Maybe it is 12-seat van.
Well, but 12 doesn't spell 12. They missed the V-E. So, yeah, they dropped the V-E and the T. V-E-T. Maybe it's a vet. Maybe it's a vet-owned company.
No.
Take the vet out of 12-seat van and you get 12C-van. There you go. All right. I get a kick out of that. But yeah, no, not much in the way of solar panels.
Save 30. Okay, Renogy. Okay, so Renogy stuff is really good. The Renogy stuff I've used is really good. I've had one of these Wanderer controllers. And that Phoenix 200, I did a live stream a couple months ago about that Phoenix 200 power bank, and then I took it out to the hunting lease, and I did some RFI testing on it, and then I put all that together, and that's the video. That video will probably post next week. No problems with that power bank as far as RFI goes. Very, very low, no noise on the waterfall in the IC705. I got noise when I plugged in when I fired up my generator and when I plugged in that other controller I showed you guys a minute ago. But yeah, been pretty happy with the Renogy products as far as RFI goes, the ones that I have used so far.
Do you recommend Blue Eddy for emergency power? Are they too expensive for what you get?
You know what? I need to do some sort of test and comparison between Blue Eddy, Renogy, EcoFlow, Jackery, and Goal Zero. I think I said this in a previous live stream. Goal Zero, let's just look them up. Goal Zero is the only one I can find that has actual Anderson power poles on their smaller portable power stations. Pretty much everybody has it on like their 1500, 2000 watt hour power stations. I think this one's too small. Let's see. Yeah, there it is right there. There's 1000. This is 1000 watt hour. So it might be a little bit bigger than what you want. But a lot of the Jackery doesn't have power pole. And I should preface that. Power pole is on the output. Okay. A lot of them have power poles on the input, like what you see on the left there. The input is the barrel connector on the top and the power pole on the bottom, which the power pole on the bottom is in a weird configuration. The red's beneath the black.
So you got to reconfigure your cable for that, because who the heck builds a cable that way? And then the input, or the, I'm sorry, the output to the right of that, where you see the cigarette lighter adapter, has power poles beneath that, and it's red next to black the way it should be, and the red is on the correct side of the black. So Goal Zero is the only one that has an output of Anderson power poles on their smaller power stations. Again, a lot of them have them on the 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 watt, the ones you roll around on that come with wheels and roll them around, made for backing up your whole house or something like that. But the Goal Zero is the one that I have been looking at because of that power pole output on their 1,000 watt hour. I don't think anybody else on their 1,000 watt hour has a power pole output. Let's see what Jackery looks like. That's the Jackery 500, 293, 2,000, 1,000. Here's the Jackery 1,000. Okay. 1,002 watt capacity. You see the input has a power pole, and at least they put the power poles on there in the correct configuration. But the output DC has two USB-A's, quick charge, two USB-C's, a cigarette lighter adapter, and then your inverter. That's it. No Anderson power poles on the output. So you couldn't power your radio from it. Now, the thing might be so doggone noisy that you may not want to power your radio from the Goal Zero. But that's the comparison video I want to make. I want to get one of these. This is $150 off right now. And Jackery is one of the most well-known name brands as far as these power stations inside the overlanding world. I know several guys with these Jackeries that really like them. So you can get that about $950 right now. But this Goal Zero is the one I'm most interested in because of the output of these Anderson power poles on their same, 1,000 watt hour. This one's basically the same size as the Jackery we just looked at. And it's $100 less on sale right now. So that's what I want to test. I want to test that for RFI and see, okay, is this worth? Because you could take this sucker, assuming the RFI is good, you could take this to a POTA park, set it on the table, you could power your radio from that, and you power your laptop from that, and you power your phone, and your tablet, and your All-Star node. Yeah, that. I don't know. I don't know. Anybody have one of these? Anybody test one of these for RFI? I don't know. Let's see. Got ATEM 200 watt folding for 143 with power pole connectors. Working well so far. ATEM 200, okay. Nope, come on. Sometimes this browser, man, I tell you what, it does not like. ATEM 200, power poles. Oh, you've got the larger, yeah, you got the 75 amp power poles. Okay. Or at least that's what this one has. I don't know if you're talking about this size or the other size, but 200 watt panels is pretty good. It's pretty good. $279, that's not bad. $20 off coupon right now. So I'll put that one in there. Can you recommend a 100 watt panel that has a least intrusive mount that will go in the hood of my truck? Do you want to mount it on there where you're driving? Or do you want to just lay it on there while you're camped somewhere? I have one of those smaller solar-powered battery banks. They don't work. The solar isn't strong enough to charge them. They work as a battery bank if you plug them in to charge. Well, it sounds to me like you don't have the proper sized panel to charge them. I've charged my EcoFlow and my Renogy 200. Both of those are about 250-ish watt-hours. I've charged both of those from my 150-watt Gigaparts panel, my 100-watt BioEno panel. So it really depends on the size panel you've got and how much sun you've got for the panel. I asked for a Jackery for Christmas and got a knife instead. Okay. That's funny. Don, only 10 amp and one of those 12 volts. on those 12 volt outlets, not enough to power 100. No, not 100 watt radio. No, but you could do the 705 or the 6100. So I actually plugged my 705 into one of those Goal Zeros at the Colorado Overland show last October. And I did not have an intent. I just carried my 705 over to the table, set it down, and plugged it in, and it powered on. And I was poking around through the menus and looking at the waterfall, no antenna connected. It didn't show any immediate RFI, but I also didn't transmit on it. So that's going to be the real test. No, you wouldn't be able to power 100-watt radio. I bought the battery box and LiPo 4 battery you showed from Gigaparts was about $150, but then they stuck at $64 shipping. I don't know. They may charge extra shipping for shipping batteries. I don't know. I would contact them about that. That doesn't sound right, unless you live in a weird area, Dennis. Mount while driving. You know what? I've been kind of looking at that myself, but I'm not going to mount. I'm going to mount mine on a roof, on a bed rack on the back of my truck. So it has spaces for doing exactly that. I haven't looked for something that's less intrusive. Sorry. I intruded my truck by mounting a roof rack on it recently, so I can put anything on top of that I want to. Life's too short for QRP. That's certainly true. Elixir jar bad. Bought a 2 p.m. for my Moto radio at work. Cheap plastic falling apart almost immediately. No support. Oh, that's not good. Okay. That's not good. Hazmat fee, $60 on UPS. Ugh, that's terrible. Don't ship UPS. Yeah, that's my answer. That is my answer. Okay. All right. So that link that I have at the top of the chat, I'll put that in the video description. And you guys watching on Team Replay can go check that out. If you guys find anything really cool on Amazon, well, number one, if you find anything that's really cool, you know what I found the other day? Hold on, let me show you this. Tell me if I'm crazy here, because I need to shut down the live stream, but I want to show you this wish list. Here we go. Somebody at, who was it? Oh, it was somebody at, it was Ron, KI5GNL showed me this. He was at the POTA event that we did last Sunday. This is a toaster that will toast your toast and cook two eggs for you. Now, if you're lazy like I am, that sounds awesome. Now, I wouldn't use that at home, but I'll put that in the RV camper. And when I'm out and about and just, you know, get up in the morning, you want to go do some POTA or you want to go hiking or something, just throw a couple of eggs in there and some toast and cook yourself a decent breakfast and head out for the day. That looks cool. Yes, you are crazy. You talk to Frank. I can't argue with that logic. Can't argue with that logic, but I don't know, man. That thing, sliced bread station, wide slot toaster with removable crumb, includes meat and vegetable warming tray and egg cooker. Poached egg certified. Yeah. They also make one with a small coffee pot. That's cool. Okay. I might have to do some testing on that. We'll see. Thanks for joining us today, guys. I will have the links to the ICOM giveaway and my Amazon store. Once again, my Amazon store goes to support this channel because I can make commissions on certain qualifying items that you might purchase through there. And the way Amazon works, which is really cool, if you click on my store and you look around and some of my items decide, yeah, I don't want anything right now, and then you go off and you say you buy garbage bags or light bulbs, well, since you've created that session on Amazon by clicking on my store, I still get credit for all that. So I get to see what you guys are buying. It doesn't show me who buys what, but it shows me what was sold. It just says these items were. 17 people purchased this item. 2 people purchased this item. So I get to see a lot of Baofengs being purchased and batteries and that kind of thing. So, but that does help to support the channel. So I appreciate you guys using my store link when you can and going out there and giving me feedback on what's out there and what you think about some of the products that are out there. If you find anything cool, you find anything for a really, really good price, hit me up. Let me know about it because I sure would like to share it. So 73 to all. I will put the links to my store and to the ICOM giveaway. We're going to do the ICOM giveaway sometime later this month. I'm not sure when yet. And we're going to start shipping out the mystery boxes starting this weekend. So thank you for your support on that as well. I'm going to have to do another mystery box. These I almost added another 100 to this 100, but I'm like, okay, let me slow down a bit because I don't want to bite off more than I can chew, and I don't want you to have to wait 2 to 3 months for me to get them all shipped. So we're going to get these first ones shipped out and kind of reevaluate and maybe do it again. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.